to Spirit in the Morning. My name is Gary Simek, and it's great to be with you here today on the program. Things are a little bit different today because I am sitting in a different seat. Dave Parker is out on travel. Frank Eliason is here, and we've got a great show, so let's hope we get through it because I am running the controls today. Frank, you think that's going to be a good thing, bad thing? You think we're going to make it?
I think we'll survive. It's just an adventure to watch you over there.
I know.
I can throw some twists your way, and we can really have a little bit of fun.
Hey, we're going to have enough fun without your help. So we have got a great show for you today. I hope you can stick around for the entire hour. Let's begin as we do each day in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for this new day. We thank you for the many blessings that you pour into our lives each day. Father, we ask you to help us. We ask you to help us with the problems that we will face today. We ask you to guide us and give us the advice that we need to be a light shining in a very dark world at times. Father, we ask you to speak through us on the program, and please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. And we ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, Amen. And of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, on the show today, we have some very interesting guests. We're going to be joined by Dr. Mary Amore. Dr. Amore has written a new book. It's a daily devotional called Every Day with Mary from our Sunday Visitor Press. She's going to be here to talk a little bit about that. Also, we will be joined on the program by Sonia Corbett. Sonia is the author, along with a co-author, along with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, of the new book from Servant Books, Ignite, Read the Bible Like Never Before. So we're going to have her on the program. We will talk about that later on in the show, and you'll be able to find out what's going on with that book. You'll also be able to find out more about her. She is a great Bible teacher, and I think you're really going to enjoy listening to her speak. All right, let's see what else we have going on today. Let's take a look at the weather. The weather right now in the greater Philadelphia area at the Philadelphia International Airport, 76 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. Today we will have scattered showers before 8 a.m., then mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny with a high near 85. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 65. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. At the moment in New Holland, it's 73, in Hatfield, it's 70, and in Willow Grove, it is 75 degrees. Let's see what we have going on. Coming up on the show tomorrow on our Thursday program, this is, of course, on Thursdays, we do our pro-life feature. We're going to be joined by Jeannie Mancini, who is the president of the March for Life. We'll also be joined by Father Marty Gleason, who will be talking about a new series, Lord, Teach Us to Pray. And then on Friday, we will be visited by Monica Hannon, who's an author of a very interesting book. This book has to do with overcoming our fear of death. That's a big problem for so many people. It's called The Gift of Death, A Message of Comfort and Hope. And also Father Jim Sitchko, a regular on the program, will be here to talk about how we can find God in the ordinary. I think that's a challenge sometimes, something that we all need to really look closer at. How am I going to find God in the day-to-day dealings that I face, in the mess of life? How am I going to find God? That's a big theme that we try to bring forth on this program, because I want to help you to do that. It's something that I struggle with in my own life, something that I try to work on constantly. How am I going to find God today? How am I going to bring him to other people? So we're going to be talking to Father Jim about that on Friday. Right now, let me take a look at today's gospel from Daily Mass. It's one that you've heard before, but let's try to really apply it today. Let's remember a couple of things as we look at this gospel for today. Let's remember that this is the Lord's word to us. He's speaking to us. He's got a message for each one of us. And a lot of times we look at these gospels, we look at the Bible, and we forget that. We think, well, this is a message that was delivered thousands of years ago. It doesn't apply to me, but it does apply to us. Let's listen to what happens here. These are the words of Jesus telling a parable, a familiar parable, but one that he is speaking fresh to us on this day. It's Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. after agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace and said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out around 5 o'clock, he found others standing around, and he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." And he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, they received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to go to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last." Well, as someone whose last name starts with a Z, that's a very comforting message to me. But I don't think that's, you know, that happened. Frank, that happened to me one time when I think one time when I was in high school. I would always take comfort in knowing that it would, you know, when they're calling on people to deliver a speech or something, I was always going to be last. Well, one time the teacher said, "Let's start from the back today. Zimak, you're first." It's like, no. But I don't think that's what Jesus is talking about with the last shall be first and the first shall be last. Here's this parable. I think there are two powerful messages for us. We want to think about this. Number one, it's never too late for you. A lot of times we think, "I'm too old, I messed up my whole life, I didn't do anything to help other people, I didn't spread the good news, I have wasted my life, I wish I could go back in time." Well, you can't go back in time. The present time is all that we have. But the Lord wants us to know, and these words are really clear for us, it's not too late. Today is that day when you can do something. You can't change the past. And look, the future is not guaranteed, but the present moment, today, is what you have. So do something today to spread the good news. Pick up the phone. Send a positive email. Make a good post on social media. Do something. Get out and volunteer if you're able to. Do something to bring the good news, to bring light into the darkness. That's all. That's up to each one of us. It is not too late. It really doesn't matter how old you are. And even if you can't get out of the house, you can say a prayer. There's something you can do. That's one message. The other message is that we can't decide who's going to be rewarded more greatly in heaven. We can't say that because I've been at this a longer time, my reward's going to be greater. It ultimately is up to the Lord. And I think a lot of times what we do is look at others and say, "Well, you know, I've been good all my life. How is it that this person can repent on his or her deathbed? And all of a sudden that person can get to heaven too? That's not fair." Well, you know what? Jesus operates in a different way than you and I operate. He's got a different set of standards, rules. Everyone has the same opportunities, which, to be honest with you, I think it works in our favor. It works in my favor, certainly, because there are a lot of privileges in this life that I don't have access to. I wasn't born into the right family. I'm not important enough. But in God's eyes, we are all equal. And Frank, you know, you've done a lot of work in the corporate world. That's not the rule of the corporate world in general, but God's laws are different. So you and I, we're going to be on equal footing when we get to heaven.
And I thank God that the rules are different than the corporate world. It's not dog eat dog world,
right?
As they like to say, which is so inappropriate. That's why I loved having your guest yesterday, talking about ethics and business.
Yeah,
and, you know, ultimately we're not judged the same way, and we should do the right thing by God and make that our priority, regardless.
Yeah.
Of medium, whether it be work, home, etc.
Yeah. And when what's amazing, and I find this really great, this is a great blessing, the fact that the Lord knows me so much, he knows me in depth, and I always have access to him. You've worked in customer support for a long time. Mm. One of the biggest frustrations that I have is when I'm trying to get help from somebody, and I can't even get a live person on the phone.
Well, most of the time, you know, a lot of people don't realize it, but most of the time they get really frustrated by the customer service representative or somewhere along the lines. And the reality is, it wasn't their causing. You know, usually their hands are tied.
Right.
It's the business that's doing things poorly or not empowering them. And the funny thing is, through our frustration, we start to take it out on them. I feel bad for them more often than not.
Right. But the good thing is, we know that we got a direct line to God. We're never going to be put on hold. Never going to have to hold for 30 minutes. The wait time is 30 minutes. I mean, he is there whenever we need him. And I think that's a great thing to keep
in mind.
Not going
to be like the cable company and miss the window?
That's right. Yes, not at all. Not like that at all. But anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk more. And look, keep that in mind today as you go throughout the day. Keep that in mind, the fact that the Lord is with you and he has a plan for you. And it is not too late for you to get out there and spread the good news. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Mary Amore about her new book about the Blessed Mother. The book is Every Day with Mary, a 365-day daily devotional to the Blessed Mother. And also on the program today, Sonia Corbett will be here to talk about her book, Ignite, Read the Bible Like Never Before. So I hope you'll be able to stick with us for the entire 60 minutes. Grab a cup of coffee, put your feet up if you're able. You don't want to do that if you're driving, but put your feet up if you can. Just plan to hang out with us for the rest of the hour. As I said at the beginning of the program, I am Dave Parkerless today. I'm Gary Zimak.
But he's paying attention.
That's right. He's sending messages.
Texting.
That's right. I see that. But he is not in the studio with us. Dave, thank you, brother, for listening from a distance, for your support, for your prayers. Safe travels to you, my friend. Again, we will be right back with our first guest, Dr. Mary Amore, and she's going to be telling us about her new book about the Blessed Mother, Every Day with Mary. So if you're someone who needs a little inspiration, why not turn to the Blessed Mother each day? I'm Gary Zimak. This is Spirit in the Morning. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for August 23rd. Today we celebrate Saint Rose of Lima. Born in Lima, Peru in 1586, Rose was named after one of nature's loveliest flowers, but fearing that her beauty would endanger her relationship with God, she tried to mask it by rubbing her face with pepper to produce disfiguring blotches. Later, she wore a thick silver circlet on her head that was studded on the inside to resemble a crown of thorns. Modeling herself after Catherine of Siena, she concentrated on prayer and acts of penance. Rose rebelled when her parents spoke of marriage for her, but they refused to let her enter a convent. Out of obedience, she continued her life of penance and solitude at home as a member of the Third Order of St. Dominic. During the last few years of her life, she set up a room in the house where she cared for homeless children, the elderly, and the sick. The city of Lima turned out for Rose's funeral in 1617, with prominent citizens taking turns carrying her coffin. In 1671, she gained the distinction of being the first canonized saint of the Americas. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years, located at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak.
Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Thank you.
darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly
and welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. My name is Gary Zimek. Thank you for tuning in today. That was Phillips, Craig, and Dean with Here I Am to Worship. We are in the studio without Dave Parker today. I miss him, brother. Thank you for everything that you do to keep this show up and running. I know you're listening from a distance. I'm running the board today, so things are a little bit different. We are joined now by my friend, Dr. Mary Amore. Dr. Amore has written a book called Every Day with Mary, and she is about to join us to talk about this book, a daily devotional. You want to start your day off in the right way? This book from our Sunday Visitor Press is just what you need. Dr. Amore, good morning.
Well, good morning, Gary. How are you?
I am doing great. It's great to finally get you on the show. I wanted to have you on for a long time. I'm glad we're able to do it.
Thank you. Well, God is good.
He sure is, all the time. Let's talk a little bit about this book, Every Day with Mary. Well, first of all, how did this book come about?
Oh, you know what? This book has a phenomenal history to it because, you know, at Mazik Ministries, we have 26 spiritual directors on staff plus presenters that do parish missions and things.
Wow.
So we got the idea of all of us, all 31 people, coming together to create this book. And, you know, so finally, you know, when we got through all of the, yes, let's do this, we're going to do this, We took it to our Sunday visitor, and they said, yes, we want you to, we love the idea, but, you know, they wanted it out this year. So they they wanted it done in 6 weeks.
Whoa.
So just imagine 365 pages written by 31 different authors, and I was the editor of all of it, and it had to be done in 6 weeks. So it was nothing short of a miracle, really, but it is so wonderful. It is so rich with experience, because what makes this book so unique, first of all, it's the only book out there that is a daily devotional to the Blessed Mother. So, I mean, really, if you've only got 90 seconds to pray in the morning, this is the book for you, because it starts out with a scripture passage, very small, and then a two-paragraph kind of unpacking it, a reflection. Then like a call to action, you know, what could I do today? What question could I think about? And then a little prayer to the Blessed Mother. So it just sets the tone for the day. But what makes this book so special is that it offers the wisdom of 31 Catholic people from ages 26 to 76, women, men, lay and ordained. It's married and single. So it's got just so many great experiences, and the reflections are relevant to the needs of today's Catholic. So
I love the idea of daily devotionals. I think that little good, that it's just really a great way to start your day. And who better to start it with than the Blessed Mother? I think that sometimes we forget that Mary lived a life, an ordinary life, oftentimes, just like us, right? And she gets it. She knows what it's like to have difficulties with her children, right? I mean, certainly she knows what it's like to have her son go through some really tough times. So she can relate to those of us who, as parents, who are tormented when our children suffer.
Yes, absolutely. You know, yesterday was the Queenship of Mary. And I think that, and rightly so, we imagine Mary up there with Jesus. And you're right, Gary. We do forget that, you know, 2,000 years ago, she was 15 years old when she had the faith to say, yes, Lord, you know, yes to the angel, and become the mother of Jesus. And life was difficult for her. And so, yes, this is, every day with Mary helps the reader realize that Mary is one of us. She walks with us. She picks us up when we're crying. She holds our hand when we're afraid.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's really, I think it's important for everybody, and not just Catholics, Christians, to have a relationship with Mary, because she's the mother of our Savior.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because as a Catholic, I look to a devotional featuring the Blessed Mother as a positive thing. But as a Christian, and Mary, we have a lot of people who listen to this program who are not Catholic, but who are Christian. So talk to them for a minute, if you will. Why should they pick up a devotional on the Blessed Mother?
You know, absolutely, Gary, thank you. This book is written, first of all, it's written, obviously, by 31 Catholic people, but trust me that the material in here is universal. You know, it talks about mercy and compassion and how Mary lived these. And so, again, because Mary is the mother of Jesus, you know, for our Christian brothers and sisters, you know, it is good for us to have a relationship with Mary, the mother of our Savior. And these reflections that are there every single day, not only are they relevant to people's lives, but they're informational and they're formational. So, you know, walking every day with Mary is going to form you in your Christian faith. And somebody asked me, well, is this a one-and-done book? In other words, when I'm done with it, over the past year, then I'm never going to read it. No, you know, you can pick up this book and you can read it for the next 5-10 years every day, because the reflections won't change. But what changes is our life experience.
Exactly.
It's like scripture.
Right.
And so, you know, this same passage here can speak to you differently next year on the very same day. So.
Now, where is the best place to purchase a copy of the book?
You know, I would, well, first of all, you can get it on Amazon.com.
Okay.
Let me just encourage everybody, go to Amazon Smile, which is the same, except that, and then it's a charitable portion of Amazon. So if you go to AmazonSmile.com, and then it asks your favorite charity. If you put Mays Lake Ministries, then Mays Lake Ministries at the end of the year gets a little donation from Amazon Smile.
Oh, very good. And I'll make sure to link that at spiritinthemorning.com. Now, Dr. Amari, before we let you go, we have about 2 minutes left. You serve as the full-time executive director of Mays Lake Ministries. Talk a little bit about Mays Lake Ministries.
You know, Gary, Mays Lake Ministries is so unique because we are a lay-led, independent, not-for-profit, Catholic ministry that specializes in spiritual direction, parish missions. Now we have books, we have DVDs and things like that. So we are we engage Catholics, Christians, in a modern world. And so any problem that people are experiencing out there, we have people that can help them. We're like a spiritual resource. And for our listeners, you know, on the East Coast, you know, we do spiritual direction via Skype.
Oh, nice.
Phone. So, I mean, we don't let distance keep us from serving the people of God. And like I said, we have 26 spiritual directors, which makes us the largest resource for spiritual direction in the Chicagoland area.
Wow, that's great. You know, that is a very important resource because I know so many people who are looking for spiritual direction, and a lot of times they don't know where to go.
Have them come to Mays Lake. We can certainly do it, you know, again, with technology. Pope Francis tells us to use every tool at our disposal.
There you go.
And so we really take that to heart.
What is the website?
Our website is mayslakeministries.org. Let me spell it, MaysLakeMinistries.org.
And I will make sure to put that on spiritinthemorning.com as well. So if you are out there listening, I encourage you to visit Mays Lake Ministries and pick up this devotional and walk each day with the Blessed Mother. What a great idea. Dr. Amari, thank you so much for joining me on the program today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Gary, and you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You do too. And listen, you've got to come back. Would you be willing to come back someday and chat?
Oh, I would love to come back anytime.
Excellent. God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless, Gary. Bye.
That's Dr. Mary Amore from Mays Lake Ministries talking about her new book on the Blessed Mother, daily devotional on the Blessed Mother every day with Mary. If you want to start your day off with the Blessed Mother and have her lead you closer to Jesus, make sure you check out that book. And we're going to have the information linked at spiritinthemorning.com. So you can go, you can visit Mays Lake Ministries page, and you can pick up a copy of Every Day with Mary. Well, we are not done yet. When we come back from the break, we're going to be joined by Sonia Corbett. She is the co-author, along with my friend Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, of the new book, Ignite. Read the Bible like never before. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit radio news update. President Donald Trump is declaring that U.S. troops will fight to win the long war in Afghanistan. He pointedly declined yesterday to disclose how many more U.S. troops will be sent. In a primetime address billed as the unveiling of his new Afghanistan strategy, Trump last night said the U.S. would shift away from a time-based approach, instead linking its assistance to results and to cooperation from the beleaguered Afghan government, Pakistan, and others. Authorities say 33 people have been injured in a train crash at a station in suburban Philadelphia. A spokeswoman for the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority says it happened around 12:15 a.m. Heather Redfern says an inbound Norristown high-speed train crashed into an unoccupied parked train at the 69th Street Terminal in Upper Darby. Redfern says 33 people aboard the train were injured. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. And Vatican Secretary of State Pietro Parolin yesterday met with Metropolitan Hilarion, an official with the Patriarchate of Moscow, during his first day in Russia. Vatican Radio reports Parolin called the two-hour meeting very constructive, saying the two focused a lot on the situation in Syria, Ukraine, as well as Venezuela. According to Asia News, Cardinal Parolin was scheduled today to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Tomorrow, he's set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Sochi. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Future presents Because of Gracia, a movie produced by author, activist, and human rights worker Jason Jones. Because of Gracia was nominated for 3 International Christian Awards for the amazing story of 2 high school couples in the pursuit of truth. The Allentown AMC 16 Theater will help bring the gospel to the mainstream media, opening September 15. Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Future are in need of donations and sponsors to bus children from the local high schools to attend the film. Please contact Mike Israel or Anna Ataya at 484-330-6380. Again, that is 484-330-6380. Take a moment and visit prolifefuture.org. Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Future, young adults creating a culture of life.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Mary Clark grew up in a comfortable home in Beverly Hills, California, and raised a family there. In 1965, she started doing prison ministry by accompanying a priest to La Mesa Penitentiary in Tijuana, Mexico. In 1977, with her children grown, Mary moved into the prison, sleeping in a cell in the women's wing. She changed her name to Mother Antonia Brenner and spent the rest of her life there. Eventually, she established a religious order for older women, which was approved by the Bishop of Tijuana. A few years before her death, Mother Antonia said, "In 30 years there, I haven't met anyone that wasn't worth everything I could give to them, even my life. I see the image and likeness of God in each and every one of them." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
We used to hide from the light. We made friends with the night. We were headed the wrong way on a one-way track, going nowhere fast. We got used to the dark. We thought, this is who we are. And we figured that we were just too far gone. But we were wrong. 'Cause love came running like a river. And we got washed in the water.
That was then. This is now. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning, and that was Josh Wilson. Thanks so much for joining us today on the program. Well, we're going to be talking about Scripture now with a friend of mine who I've wanted to get on the show for a long time, Sonia Corbett. She is the co-author with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers of the new book, Ignite, Read the Bible Like Never Before. Sonia joins us now. She is known as the Bible Study Evangelista. That sounds like an interesting term. She's going to tell us what that means. Sonia, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on the show with us today.
Sure.
Hey, I have to ask you, Bible Study Evangelista, I don't know that term. What exactly is that?
Well, it comes from the term evangelist, which is a male evangelist, one who shares the gospel. And so, because that's what I do, I like to share not just the good news of the Bible, although that's part of it, but the good news about what God has done in my life,
yeah,
especially through this healing, this father wound that I've been dealing with my whole life. And so, because I am a female, I added the A, so I coined the term, evangelista.
I really like that. And you do it so well, Sonia. And, you know, and it, many of us, I'm a cradle Catholic, and I know a lot of cradle Catholics struggle with the Bible. Where do you start? Where would you tell somebody who says, I just don't get the Bible. I don't get it. I don't hear God speak to me through the Bible. Where do you begin? Where's a good place to start?
Well, you begin with Ignite, and that's why Deacon and I wrote it.
There you go.
First of all, we couldn't find anything that was more simple than what was called simple.
Right.
And what was mostly used in seminary. So I remember, you know, even as an evangelical, trying to find my way around the Bible, I remember that things really changed for me. I had a very regular habit of daily, what we call daily quiet time in the Scriptures, mm-hmm, but I didn't understand it much either. Although I heard God speak through it, I didn't really understand the meaning behind it until I took a class on biblical interpretation in seminary.
Hmm.
And that changed everything for me. It's called hermeneutics, but it can be a little bit complicated. So what Deacon and I did is we set out to present a book that is very simple in biblical interpretation. So it's not the magisterial stuff. Obviously, that's done for us.
Right.
But it's the who, what, where, when, why, and how, the Thomas Aquinas approach, in a very simple, readable, narrative format that the book combines both Lectio Divina, because we do those exercises at the end of each chapter, but then also the interpretation. So it's just very simple. It's definitely the place to start because it is easy to read. It combines both approaches, Lectio Divina and exposition or study.
Mm-hmm.
And you get it very simply. I call it Bible study spinach that tastes like cake.
I love that. Now, you throw out a term that we hear a lot. Not everybody may be familiar with that term, Lectio Divina. Talk a little bit about that.
So Lectio Divina, it's the word actually means holy reading, and I have done something with that too. That can be complicated because the words are Latin.
Right.
And the steps are in Latin.
Right.
And they're not hard. They're not hard to follow, but it's hard to remember. So instead of using the Lectio Divina, I use the LOVE acronym, L-O-V-E.
Mm-hmm.
So we love the word. L is listen, O is observe, Z is verbalize, and E is entrust. And we use that exercise in each of the chapters of the book. So all of it is just a gentle introduction to how to study and how to do daily reading with the lectionary or whatever your daily resource is.
And let me ask you this. When I go out and I speak and I meet a lot of people and we talk about discerning God's will, hearing God speak, what does God want me to do? I'll hear often, well, God doesn't speak to me. What would you say to that person who possesses a Bible and says, God never speaks to me?
God is speaking all the time.
Right.
He speaks every day. He speaks specifically in the lectionary every single day.
Yeah.
And then I remember even as a convert, when I came into full communion with the church, I was absolutely stunned that the lectionary, the readings for every day, specifically the Mass readings, God began to speak to me through those readings that had been planned hundreds of years before.
Mm.
And everybody was reading the same set.
Yeah.
I was thinking, how can that even be, you know? But he speaks all the time. He speaks every day. Jesus said, God is always speaking. I know what to do because I see what the Father is doing. So it takes discernment. It takes practice. But if you don't have a habit of sitting down with him on a daily basis with it, you're not going to discern it, and you're not going to hear him, and you're not going to know what he's doing.
Right, right. Now, of course, I do recommend this book, Ignite, Read the Bible Like Never Before, and I will have a link to where you can purchase it at spiritinthemorning.com. But, Sonny, what do you think a good place to start would be for somebody who is not familiar with the Bible? Would it be the daily mass readings?
It would, but it's probably even better to start with a book like this because it eases you into it even more simply so that you don't just pick it up and start wading through it and try to figure out the whole thing by yourself. What we've done is explain the steps of Lectio Divina and explain the steps of how to study so that when you do pick it up, it makes more sense.
Now, I'm curious about something. You co-authored this book with Deacon Harold. I know Deacon Harold's a passionate guy. I know you're a passionate person, too. Was that difficult for the two of you to sit down and do this book together?
Not at all. No? Actually, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, we sort of went back and forth. He added his stuff, and I did mine, and it was explosive. I mean, that's kind of why we called it Ignite. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
This is really, it's interesting because it's just not ever been done the way we've done it. And I think it's just because the church is finally coming to the realization that we must, you know, the one table of the Lord is the Eucharist and the Scriptures, and we must do more in the Bible, or we're not going to have that vibrant relationship that we're really looking for with God.
Agreed, agreed. The book is Ignite, Read the Bible Like Never Before by Sonia Corbett and Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers. Before I let you go, Sonia, let's talk a little bit about your work that you do, your speaking, your writing, the DVDs that you do. Talk a little bit about who you are and what you do and how people can get in touch with you.
I'm a Southern girl, if you can't tell already. I'm from the South.
I think our Philadelphia listening audience is very aware of that now.
Yeah, probably. But I teach the Bible. I teach, and I like to do it topically because it makes more sense. You can tell right off the bat what you're learning. So I do a weekly show I did a series on the Magnificat, word by word, and then we did a series on Love the Word, the Lectio Divina Method. And so there's a whole workshop on that. The next one that I'm doing is Healing the Father Wound. That starts in the middle of September. And I've had a lot of questions about that, Healing the Father Wound, because I talk about it a lot in my ministry, and that's kind of the whole crux of it. That's what led me into the church, even. So I talk about that a lot, and that's my newest show. And so I'm just constantly trying to offer people ways that they can get in touch with God so that God can begin the work in them that he's really longing to do so that we don't end up in purgatory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Good for you. Good for you. Now, the best place to go online to follow you is?
BibleStudyEvangelista.com.
Excellent. Excellent. We're going to have that linked at SpiritInTheMorning.com. Don't forget, the book is Ignite, Read the Bible Like Never Before. And as somebody who knows both of the individuals who co-authored this book, I agree. You are going to, when you're through with this book, read the Bible like you never did before. Sonia Corbett, I want to thank you for getting up early to join us on Spirit in the Morning. I really appreciate it.
Totally. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We got to do this again, okay?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right. God bless you,
have
my friend.
Morning.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Sonia Corbett, follow her online at BibleStudyEvangelista.com. And I think one of the things that you will notice as you hear her speak is she's passionate. She's passionate about the Lord. She's passionate about sacred scripture. And she has a great way of delivering a powerful and often complex message in a very simple style. So make sure you visit her site, BibleStudyEvangelista.com, and I'm going to have that linked at SpiritInTheMorning.com. Well, I'm surviving the program without Dave Parker today. I am in control of the board here. That's a lot of power. I'm not used to having this kind of power, but it's a lot of fun. I miss you, Dave. I know you're listening. And again, safe travels on your journey. When we come back, we're going to take a break shortly. When we come back, we will do our Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. And I'd like to address anybody out there listening who is struggling with the world, the status of the world, the bad news that you get bombarded with on a daily basis. This Be Not Afraid Bible verse is going to speak to you. And even if you're not overwhelmed by the events of the world, you might have things going on in your own life that you're struggling with, things that might look hopeless, things that you look at and think, why is God allowing this to happen to me? Well, there's a very simple solution. Something that you can do whenever you begin to feel overwhelmed like that. That's what we will address on the Be Not Afraid Bible verse today. So you know the deal. Grab some coffee, put your feet up, fry up an egg, whatever you have to do. make yourself comfortable, because we're going to come back and talk about that on Spirit in the Morning. And I'll tell you, so far, so good. We are staying on the air. Gary's in charge of the board, and somehow we are managing to stay on the air. This is weird. You know, this is funny. I'm not in my usual seat. I'm staring at a control board. I'm staring at a computer monitor. Normally, I stare at Dave Parker every day, and that's an improvement over what I'm looking at now. But I really want to thank you for joining us on the program today. The time at the moment is 7:46, and you are listening to Spirit in the Morning. My name is Gary Zimak. I hear my music, and I know it's time for me to take a break. When we come back, Be Not Afraid Bible Verse. Stay tuned.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Matthew 20, Jesus told his disciples the parable of the landowner who hired laborers at various times of the day, but paid them all the same wage. When those who had been hired in the morning complained about being paid the same wage as those hired at the end of the day, the owner held his ground. He had paid each the amount agreed upon. If he chose to be more generous with some than with others, it was his money to do with as he pleased. My grandmother understood this. When she and her children noticed someone coming late to Mass, she would whisper, "Those who were hired at the end of the day were paid the same as the rest." Unfortunately, we aren't always as accepting of God's generosity, and too often we let resentment rule. We need to recognize how generous the Lord is to us. Gratitude casts out resentment. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit,
Spirit,
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
You give life, you are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so
All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That's One Sonic Society with Great Are You, Lord. My name is Gary Zimek, joined in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio by Frank Eliason today. Mr. Dave Parker is traveling, but he is with us, Frank, in spirit.
Oh, he's always with us with spirit.
And text.
Yes, exactly.
So Dave is with us. Hey, let's take a look at the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. I mentioned before the break that if you're someone who is overcome by the events of the world, and let's face it, it's very easy to let that happen to you, this Bible passage is for you. The Be Not Afraid Bible passage of the day, Isaiah 51, verses 12 through 13. It is I who comfort you. Can you then fear mortals who die, human beings who are just grass, and forget the Lord your Maker who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of earth? Frank, I think so many times we are overwhelmed, we are afraid, we are almost paralyzed with fear when we turn on the TV or go on the internet and see the fact that there are bad people out here, or not bad people, there are people out there who are doing bad things.
Oh, absolutely.
And we become panicked.
Oh, absolutely. Or just even other things that go on, even not even necessarily bad people. It could
right.
just be, events, weather events, all
tragedies,
kinds of things.
Tragedies, difficulties.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
And we do forget that there is a plan, and we need
there
to
is a plan.
Be willing to yield to that, and it's hard to do. I'm about to go on a plane. I'm a control freak. I need to be the driver. I need to. And if I'm going on a plane, I'm really struggle sitting there because I'm not in control.
Exactly.
But we're not in control of our own life,
even though we think we are.
That is correct.
Right? We fool ourselves.
That is correct.
So people like you and me, when we get on a plane, we want to knock on the cockpit door and talk to the pilot and say, listen, here's the way I think we should go.
Exactly.
But we don't do that.
Exactly. So, pretend that you're on that plane ride. Sit back.
That's a great analogy.
And relax.
That's right. And the Lord's in charge. And unlike the pilot, I mean, obviously, we put our lives in his or her hands. We don't know that pilot loves us.
That's right.
We know God loves us.
That's right.
So let's trust him the same way we do that pilot.
I'll try and do that today.
Yeah, I was going to say, hopefully that'll help
you. It's a lot of words, but I don't necessarily know it works for me.
I know, but this is the we need this reminder. That's why I think that doing this Be Not Afraid Bible verse is so important. It's so important for me to hear these words and remember that ultimately God is in charge. Now, Frank, we have, I want to say one thing. Next week, we're going to take the week off.
That's right.
This is something that we have not done since we started Spirit in the Morning. And we're going to take the week off, recharge a little bit, play some best of programs. But after that, we are gearing up toward our annual radiothon.
That's right.
It's a big deal, Frank. Talk
about this a
little.
Yeah, we just sent out our mailing. So, literally people don't realize, I think we did a really nice job in the way it looks and all that stuff. But literally it was all printed, folded here. This was not professionally done. This was, done on my computer, printed home here and home. So people are starting to get that mailing. Quick shout out to Frank from Yardley and Karen from Ben Salem, who've actually already donated. So the other piece to it is there's not a need to wait until the actual Radiothon, which will be September 20th. You can certainly do it at any point in time and do it online at holyspiritradio.org, you know, to make that donation if you're able to. And if you're not, you know what? The other key thing is prayers. You know, keep us in your prayers. But yes, our annual Radiothon went out, and you know, we sent out the mailing to everybody within our mailing list. So quite a number of mailings to send out, and took a while. My girls were sitting here folding all the pamphlets to go out last week. So they are now out in the mail. So everybody's going to be receiving them. And so we try not to do this very often. We try not to ask for funds. Right. But the reality is it does cost money to operate this station. It is a nonprofit. And there's other costs involved that we, like, you know, we talked about is painting the towers as a good example. You know, it's a pretty expensive cost to actually send someone up, and I don't want to be the one to climb up those towers. But it has to be done from a legal perspective. So, you know, there's a lot of things that go on that people don't think about when it comes to being able to broadcast on the radio.
And Frank, let's talk a little bit about this. You're the director of operations. You've got big plans for Holy Spirit Radio. The funds that we raise, in addition to helping us to pay the monthly bills, those funds will help us to really expand our outreach and to take this station, this network, if you will, to the next level.
If I had my way, at some point, I'd love to buy another station. Love to really buy an FM station that covers the Philadelphia area. That's pretty much cost prohibitive. But the reality is there are going to be other stations that go up for sale. Love to be able to buy another one to cover the entire area. And I would love to even be able to bring things like Spanish and other means to different audiences. So yes, I would love to be able to do that, but it does take a lot. And, you know, right, just meeting the cost of the station alone is extraordinarily difficult, let alone throwing that stuff on top of it. But I kind of, you know, you've given to God's providence, and, you know, if there is something that will make that happen, it will happen. And so that's what we strive to do. You know, but we also love to do some other upgrades, you know, that are necessary. People saw we have relatively older equipment, and we've done some upgrades this year, not by choice, but actually by absolute need. When you have computers that were 15 years old, you have no choice but to replace them at times. But, you know, there's a lot of other things that would need to be replaced that we really not doing. You know, because, you know, unless something goes wrong where it goes, right, you know, right. So it's partially to keep those costs really down as low as possible.
Right. And as the man who filled in for Dave Parker and called my guests on the phones today, I got to experience these phones that we have.
That's right.
Not exactly state of the art.
That's right. So we did put newer phones out in, you know, all the other areas, except for in order to connect to the radio, we have to use the old phone system because it can't connect to digital phone lines.
Right.
So that's the only way we could do it. And so it's kind of funny. You know, we do have the old phone system sitting in our studios.
That's my music. I don't have Dave Parker to cue me. Frank, thanks for joining me on the program today. And remember, the pledge to the Radiothon is coming up. So keep that in mind. But you can contribute now. HolySpiritRadio.org is the place. Until next time, this is Gary Zimak saying, wherever you go today, the Lord's with you. Just remember to say hi. Thanks for listening. God bless you.